Everybody, Andy here again, once again sitting in a car park, an extra car park boo for this week. A couple of other things I wanted to talk about. Firstly, it's snowing again here in the UK, down on the south coast, about as south as you can get. Well, it's as south as you can get in the UK. And an unusual winter for us. Yes, I know lots of people have been going, oh yeah, it's not that much snow compared to what other people get and all that type of thing. But for us, it's pretty exceptional. It's been about the coldest winter we've had for some time. And I didn't think it was supposed to snow tonight, but it's actually snowing a reasonable amount. Whether it's going to lay and really start disrupting things, I don't really know. But you never know. It's been fairly warm today. It warmed up a little bit. But the other thing I wanted to talk about was I had a feeling earlier on that it was a Friday for some reason. I think I even tweeted it. One of the reasons for that, I think, is although I'm not in full-time work, I have been in part-time work, and this week I've actually done a couple of days or half days of work. And I finished today. I did like 4 or so hours this morning, and that's my lot now. I don't now go back to work until something around about the middle of January. And for me, yes, I know, that sounds brilliant, doesn't it? For most people out there thinking, oh, great, isn't that wonderful? But for me, that is so unusual. As I said before, when I sort of lost my job in the summer, that I'd worked continuously for sort of 35, 36 years. And this is the first Christmas sort of New Year period where I haven't been working since I left school. And you see what other people get holiday-wise over Christmas. And some people are forced to take some of their sort of leave, if you wish, over their holiday period, actually over Christmas. They don't, and that sort of festive period, whatever, they don't have a choice in it. But also, it's great to have the time off. And I know lots of people, their offices shut down and that type of thing as well. And they get, especially bank holidays and all that type of thing. So you get a fair little break, even if it's sort of spread over the two sort of Christmas and New Year period. And some people obviously take days and spread it all out, etc. But because of the nature of the industry that I was in, because I was working in the railway industry, that is generally a 24/7 industry, and it's only really Christmas Day when trains don't run. And in fact, when I first started on the railway, trains did run on Christmas Day. I'm pretty sure they did, and then they stopped running on Boxing Day, and now they're back running, it certainly in certain places, on Boxing Day. And when I was in a managerial position, which I have been for, or was for the last sort of 5 getting on for 6 years, I had like an on-call thing when I had to respond to any incidents, and that was done like on a rota. And even on Christmas Day, when there were no trains running, there was no staff available manning our control centres, and that they insisted on having people on call. And obviously, if you're on call, you then have to abide by the drugs and alcohol policy. You're not allowed to drink and that sort of stuff, which is fair enough. I totally understand those restrictions in that respect. And I've had that over Christmas, but I've also had it, I've actually worked Christmas Day as well when I was a trainee train driver. We had to go in those days, most of the trains were sort of, there was loads of diesel engines around and that for freight and apart from passenger trains and things like that. And we used to have to go in if it was cold enough to warm them up. So this year is going to be quite strange, and I think that's why I got that sort of Friday feeling today, is for the first time, although this Christmas is quite a strange one for lots of various reasons, and it's a bit weird, and I know it's going to be weird, but it is the first time that I've had that time off, and I've not had to think, right, when do I go back to work, you know, can I have a proper drink today type of thing, am I allowed to drink, you know, full stop, because, well, you know, am I on call, because you tend to forget these type of things sometimes, especially when Christmas comes along. Quite a weird one for me, so it's going to be quite interesting to think about that, and how that sort of first Christmas, unencumbered by all of these sort of work and having to think about it and not having to plan ahead until well after everyone's gone back to school, when everybody else has got out of that festive mood, instead of having to sneak into the office for the odd day here and there and do what most normal people do, I suppose. I'd love to hear your experiences and what your work is like, and whether you've had that sort of job like mine. Have you ever worked Christmas Day? Because obviously people do have to work Christmas Day. That's one of those things that so many people forget. Everybody always automatically thinks, oh yes, you know, you've got the Christmas period off, or you're off for this day or that day. So many places are open, and obviously all those services and things like that, hospitals, etc., have to be open Christmas Day. Sometimes people actually like to work Christmas Day because they get better money for it. That's one of the reasons I used to do it before I was married and all those sort of things come along. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. I'll speak to you again very shortly, no doubt. Goodbye.